to God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic, COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Chovesa, hallelujah, Rendin Taltalangase El Noah, and Taltalangase Tucana and Antinena, and Taltalvika in Hawaii, Don Bulaminaka and the Singapinaka Nikua. We can live in the world to my Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Sebulu, the Mango, to my America, come to my Seattle, come dukela na ngone viti imne do sara 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 tumai serevi ke matwale antikara do mulu na gorto ngone ena siga bina kani kwa haleluya haleluya total ga sina tini garandini kem do ngone do mulu binaka mai sero haleluya okela ni ke sabi akamata ga tuga mai mai zaki kra mo wiki ni matau ni mulu binaka ena siga bina kani weekend na varo tumai viti login tumai ni sanga ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship. With this 1 hour, we belong to one church and we have one head, and his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of Our Nation program. Hallelujah. Normally, this program will be led by Randini Gasilebu, and I'll be cutting in and out, and the Sigamina Ganikua. After that, then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we are here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like, well, let's say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Roger's daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning, we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular world can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Gasile has mentioned today, we welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji-wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sana and Navusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodist, this is the moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion, and I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I received are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination, but they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the secular world. Good pay, but we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle or the kingdom, the end time financier or the against all odds, we are just trying. We want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. Some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying Ano ang ito ka na lobster tiko? Tunog ay, sinulukan na na lobster na si Barway. Imena ko nga na makalaban, hindi ko sa overflow. Amen. Amen. Because when you trust in God, Hallelujah. He knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Hmm. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Yeah, you can sing any question I can't to no more can some call my lang attack. Na kaka na lumini no mukovati lala mbeka na tanga ni flower, elala na waiwai, elala na freezer, e sana kai tu ivale ko kila na no murai, e sengeni ndona kai tu kika. Waka ko melo malanga taka na dama na ruti kito na ndona mazawa. Kona vika e vase chiko bika ndenga sele na mataka ni sengeni ko. E da satoru me ana kai sanga bika na sama waka na noma. Sa kauta na no mukaka sama e kauta na no mukoko e kauta na no mundu indu imbala tiko kila ni sengeni ndona kai tiko. E na ndina ni mosri kala wa kachi bika ndaru ni ko. Menda ruka ko ni nyu ngonga wa kama ndaru kani ni singeni matak. Iko ndabiti kuni ko ndi mataka na ga zaka zaka taki kwa. Iko bamba uta na namu kalawe kalau ni ko kalau ni mataka kalau ni bimu singa kebe ni matak. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of His words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. Kipa karaya na vangarando na toa singa kena toa. My understanding will tell me no chicken. Amen. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning. Don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell Him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for Him to go. Why? So He can allow His Holy Spirit to be yours and ours. To be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, He's there with you. Hallelujah. Na nonda lisa sini tuko ni rawa. Na sanga sanga ni tuko ni rawa. Kwaya kwa dani program chike na matakni kokoro nation against all odds economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Na nonda ru kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Oko ogana sekano milabo kwa bulina labo kwa bulina kakedna. Oh, hallelujah. Elabuna kaya, elabutala na faction yada mebibiko. Okoya, ekom bula bula mebibiko. Vambauti kwa manda. Vambauti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lulilai, kuni kundanda tubu. Emeli, sabakanda sabakanda mata malumulumutu haesenga nito viko okoviti esenga. Emeli, wukibe kwa sabu kwa kwa sabu kuni kwa mata malumulumutu kwa sinito viko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust Him. Trust Him, acknowledge Him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni sanga na labo kwa na sanga ni biti kureba. Vita leke sanga na labo. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Iko lu sanga na mataka na kiko kabi. Mukanga yuko set. I'm good. Kakua bakando ni bakamba kame. Yali na ilomu. Yali na ilomu. Yali na mataka na kisanga. Amen. Lema na mataka na kisanga. Do not entertain the love of money. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. Your prayer, your thought, your heart. Abawuli virto chukana makumbuka kerto nalubenga nunga nini devotion. Kaka chuka virto. You know, when you look, I mean, that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me. It's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there. Because rightfully, it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically, you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically, you look and there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God, you serve, call the dead to life. I condemn you to the corner, Kalan Darugaraba, El Bosa, El Randurinabula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You condemn you to go from this side right up to this side. Sini do bekendangalala, will you kinukwe worship and go? Amen. Sini do bekendangalala, tuna non the need, tuna non the rendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as they are. Kesangana love, call money. Kesangana talk, call talk. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be ours. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't ungo rialala tu na bausi yenanti nango.
Hallelujah.
Aurawata na kake nga na bukoy Kristo. And don't utigo ngori ni kusadya gumay na zagalaga yenanti nango. Ausala gumay merao na bula merao mga lebusara. And don't utigo ngori rialala tu na kubate yenanti nango.
Oh hallelujah.
And don't utigo ngori ni okoy o koliadi turang ando wala tuawa. And don't utigo yenanti nango nungu kalo lebusa ke may bikoy na tuawa.
Hallelujah.
And don't utigo ngori ni salala na kakana yenanti nango multiply na flower abate kina waini. And don't utigo na kako zuruma.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ekaot ilaicha vi kwana maramani sarifadi. Mesaga maindo na keki. Tunoga sabosa na ndo na iluku flower. Kino wai wai sabole lai. Ya, kwa vya maina kengu keki. Menanga inrolo tiko na wai wai. Kananga isaga ni hoti raona flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni lele ila flower. Endonu tiko ngori sa lele ina wai wai. Endonu tiko ngori sa wuti tini kaka na nukania. Ya nandina ngo. My God, he supplies of everything. My God, continue. My God is a God of provision. Ezano koko ko chela na kalosa pangarotaka. Na palino tutiko mai na mukilau etara na 200. Ngayote runa mula sa runa na expenses 75,000. And donu ya $200 in our pocket. And donu ya we start with $200. Ianandino go e pagoti na kalau na 75,000. E kama yaya because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah.
Tapi kau mana tu kesam tu lo? Sorry le, bukan umu religious. You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
Emeni, na religious go. Eh, otak tala sini bahagote. Ana religious. Emeni, obiya bahagote mai ikhlas sorry kata-kata. Hallelujah. Kuni baka too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oi como va cantina taki go yo sa go yo sa nga go tabito gori oi continua gori tari ko to sa mo yo continua gori so bali ba kul kul tu gani go lo mai lotu sa nga mo yo mai cantina mai cantina mai na ga itu ko tembarra na bunani vila ligi na bunani mai ketta mai hemeni cantina mai yo como cantina mai cantina mai va cantina taki go mai mal to ko na bunin dira ni go va cantina taki go na kalongo na dina ni beko
haleluya
hemeni kuni baka tele buta ki kerau kuni baka vare buta ki kerau va kandina ta riko mondina mai hemeni sari bina gana tra
Hallelujah. Now, Numbers 23:19, it's a promise for everybody that is here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Ooh. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything, remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And if I can think about some look of the breath of God is in on every verse. And that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man. Hallelujah. To lie. The son of man to change my mind. Make sure I have. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your, in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Amen. What you need, he knows. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a gifting God has given you from this place. And Natalia is going to be a clue. Nindo boss. Amen. And one of the Solomon came in the boss, came in the Sanguilla, another way, did another way, another way, another way. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Kimini Sawaki about the Tunga Sanga, Kola Kanikala, you could see Ren Wakia. O Kongo, La Konga, no, 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 so you got tiko ni kwa kakwa talani kwa kia tori kwa matua tori kwa ndei malata kwa na nomu inu inu imbula. You know your parents will fail you, school system will fail you,
yeah.
Work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again to the Numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I was saying ngoma na bakara wa mohi enda bibakara utaki. I cannot reverse it. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. Command from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Eba to ya na nondo bulo kenda. Yena kalongo no. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Leba rere de menani Methodist raka o leba na nondo tela sanga sanga na tela leba na ni tuba kambuta. Amen. 11 a kai vakatun lomani ministering of Willikin and Avoli TV station. It's a ganito ne lab. Amen. So if you're one of the men you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stage of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshipping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suba with my husband, with our friends. He said, yes, what that has got to do with me. We heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the men you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe there, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is 50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry. Auntie Mary Davatinevalo was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had 30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You'll see with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision, half of the job is done. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Amen. Believe in this God and trust in this God. Because he's not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never ever to harm you. To bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, there are a lot of things you have a mouthful to say. Close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In New Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. By answering on a condition, academic and a kalo. Now, we were taking you. You could run your masu, lawyer, Kakako the cow. But Kikoka Kasia with his son, the Kakako the Kamachiki, cancel the chicken and no blessing. We can start a request somewhere, Kamiko, Sibirochina Lol,
Sabaka. Sharon would be kind of a Mosin Nicolo and Sienikua. Sangiwato weekend and London Ding Ding. Kabikan dari voltam buka sarung dan nunggu bosa kata kamu kini dua nak satu mata buku satu tu batik indo satu rana normal eh dan ni batu ikan buka indo sarung dan nunggu bosa kasih kata kamu kini dua nak satu mata lilia satu tu batik indo tempat satu rana normal eh dan ni nuku ni nata una uda dogan indo umbui na liwan dani na tambah kena balik gua iya enam balik sakali una enam balik sabi mulai ni weekend tu orang germa ramah dorbo kini mana lewa enam bulan buka New Zealand ni na bosan ni keluar dari sarung ada. Nanumatikunga tuwagaro tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara binonda mula ena singo bina kani kuwa ngiringiringi ngai ni ena namba sa tu kunywa tito kongeri dake wakalunga teki kanda na turanga ena singo bina kani kuwa ameni.